Paul Slackus.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right. And hi. How you doing?
Very good.
All right. So I'm going to do this because you're both in here.
Yes.
Right. And I'm in here too. So
okay.
we're honorees together.
Okay.
At this, and it's a big honor for me to be an honoree with you honorees.
Yes.
So, and hi. Your name is?
Ava.
Oh, Ava.
Ava?
Hi, Ava. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. And Ava is right here. Okay. So congratulations. You're a communications family overall.
Yes.
You're doing good things in the world of women and empowerment, right?
Yes.
How come?
Because women should be empowered. It's time. Our world is in a crazy state right now, and I think we need the feminine energy to help shift the tide.
Alrighty.
Yes.
And Lee, you've made a couple movies and TV shows mainly, I think, where women were predominant figures, wouldn't you say?
Well, predominant, yes. I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm proud of the empowering aspects of Two and a Half Men, but...
he's certainly been empowering to me.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, yeah. But I think, you know, like, so I started back here at Television City with All in the Family and all the Norman Lear shows. So that kind of, like, kind of shows, in my view of it, you know, Charlie Sheen or the part he played was, I'll say, a schmuck. And people, I think, realize how badly he treated women.
Right.
And I think, you know, that's the kind of type of thing does. It
right.
teaches you that Archie Bunker's a bigot.
Right. Well, over the course of my career, I've been privileged enough to work with some very strong and talented women like Sybil Shepherd and Brett Butler. And, you know, I've always been a huge fan of women creators being able to have a voice in television.
I'm sure a lot of women in television business. I think it lends itself to a feminine mindset. Over all these years, maybe starting with the soaps.
Yeah.
Two quick questions, because I know we're all supposed to be going inside. So we're a good news broadcaster of positive, life-affirming content. So I asked lots of people, what's good news for them? What would be good news for you?
What's good news for me?
Yes.
I'll wait for that. Good news for me is that I'm breathing, I'm alive, and I have the ability to meet extraordinary people from around the world and learn from them and grow.
The good news for me is that regardless of the daily horror show that unfolds before us, there's still people working and trying to make a positive difference in the world. And I don't think the force of the darkness win. I think we win.
By far, we agree. Last question, if you don't mind. We're very involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace. We've been doing concerts, and we have Times Square, Central Park in New York. What does peace mean to each one of you? If you could say your names again, that would be great. What does peace mean to you?
You want me to say my name first?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I'm Lee Aronson. What peace means to me is the ability to go with the flow rather than fighting the flow.
Okay, yes, that's good. Can I copy?
You can go ditto.
No. Peace
You're
to me.
You're related too, right?
Yes. Peace to me means having. Peace to me is being by yourself and channeling the truth that comes within each of us when we forget about how blessed we are and the seed of who we are.
Beautiful. Could I ask your daughter, Ava,
yes.
what makes her happy, or what makes you happy?
My life. Life.
Life? Life?
Life.
Life.
Okay.
That's a closer.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you both.
Hot time.